righteous eternal Father. Lord, we are grateful that we have this grace once again to come to your house, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, since we left here on Sunday, it's been nothing but your grace and your love and your mercies upon our lives, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you made the way for us once again to come to your house, Lord, to learn at your feet, Lord, to receive strength from you, Lord, and to receive, Master, Lord, your help, O loving Savior, in this loving Savior pilgrim pathway that we are following, Lord. May you help us, Heavenly Father. Give us your divine grace, Lord, this evening, Lord. Lord, give us your divine help, Lord. Meet with us at the point of our knees, Lord Jesus. Grant the hard desires of your people, Lord, fear Savior. May you do something special in our life this evening. Let your word impart strength. Let your word impart grace. Let your word impart deliverance into the lives of your people, Master, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Do something special in our lives, oh God, to further our experiences with you, Master. Grant this, Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord Jesus, at the time of prayer, may you help us to pray, Lord. Pray in us and pray through us with glory that cannot be uttered, and give us faith to believe our prayers, Lord. Lord Jesus, we remember your children that are in their various houses on the hookup, Lord. May you help them also, Father. May the same blessing that you bless us here be their portion, Master, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray for our pastor. May you restore him back to good and perfect health, and restore him back to his post of duty. Thank you for granting all these requests, Lord. Maybe your children that are still on their way coming, bring them down safely, Father. Thank you for granting all these requests, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the service of the Lord, to midweek prayer meeting this evening. Let's quickly take our Bible for a little admonition. This evening, let's take our Bible and turn our scriptures to the book of Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. We read verses 1 to 15, then we sit down to read the rest from 16 to 21. Exodus chapter 14 from verse 13. Sorry, from verse 13.
And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore cry thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen.
I said we will sit down. We can have our seat. Sorry. Verse 17. Let me take verse 17 again.
And I, behold, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of clouds went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptian and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gives light by night to these, so that the one came not near the order or the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. We bless the name of the Lord for this opportunity that we have to be in his presence again this evening. This evening, by the grace of God, we want to look at the sermon Brother Branham preached in 52:03-29. Titled Redemption by Power. Redemption by Power. Brother Branham said in the sermon he preached on Sunday, which was redemption by blood at Braham Tabernacle. This was preached in another place around Kentucky. So he gave a review about that sermon, redemption by blood. But we are not going to look at the review because of our time. Let's come basically to this part of the sermon, paragraph 92. Yes. God gave them the pillar of fire to go before them. I think they had the picture here tonight. And I say it with reverence. To my honest opinion, why we are here in this group tonight, I believe that is with us tonight. The same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel is going before us, performing the same signs and wonders. And any teacher here or scholar of the Bible knows that the angel that followed Israel and guided them to the promised land was the angel of the covenant, which was Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Let me remind us that these children of Israel were moving by the promise of the Lord. Amen. They moved out of Egypt by the promise of the Lord. God made a covenant with their father Abraham. And he said, know of a surety that your seed will sojourn in a strange land, and they will be ill-treated for 400 years, after which I will bring them out of the place. And the nation that shall treat them like that, I will punish. Praise the Lord. It was a promise and a covenant that God made with Abraham. And when the time of the deliverance came, God gave them the deliverer, who was nothing but Prophet Moses. Praise the Lord. In Egypt, God did many signs and wonders. But Abraham said the last plague that God did in Egypt was what? Was death. Praise the Lord. But Abraham said the same thing is happening today. Not physical death now, but spiritual death. Brother said, people go to church, they live any kind of how they want to live, yet they claim that they are Christians. That is death. A man who lives anyhow he wants to live, they can speak with tongues, they can do all those things, they can preach, they can do everything in the church, yet live any kind of life. Brother said it in this sermon, in the preview that he gave. People don't have the conscience, their conscience has teared. They don't fear God anymore. They just take Christianity as religiosity. But Christianity is not religiosity. Christianity is a life. It's an experience and a life. Praise the Lord. So the same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel out by the hand of the prophet Moses, the deliverer. But Abraham said, when they came out, remember, but Abraham said, this time of these people's deliverance, all the nations of the world eat them. That is why they had to face all that they face. His brother said the same thing is now. Even now. That is why we have the war, that the present war that Israel is having. Everybody eats Israel. And brother said the same thing is now. The little group of people that people are calling holy ruler, that this same pillar of fire is with, people eat them everywhere. They call them all kinds of names. But the Lord of hosts is with them. Praise be the Lord. Oh, we bless the name of God. Brother said, and that church is going from, God is leading them from victory unto victory. Then Brother said, it was this empire of Egypt. There's something to take them over to the promised land. And when of our time, let Egypt out, and his people were not pleased. That was why Pharaoh and his people went after them, their armies. A man follow Jesus Christ and leaves the camps, the enemy. Satan will not leave him like that. Praise the Lord. That is why when citizens, they don't leave that. They are after to kill them. It is the same thing. You cannot leave the camp of Satan and Satan will leave. It is not. He will run after you to bring you back or destroy you. The same Egyptians were slavery have gained their emancipation. And now they were not fought or killed, ruined. And these people are living. The people that they did not pull out, they were following, they were running after, destroy them. And maybe their children were Egypt. So when they left like that, then trouble came in. The Egyptians were running away after them. But what happened? Let's see how God delivered them. That is what we want to look. Praise the Lord. Then the difficulty came up. Pharaoh having pursued them to take them and trouble setting. But God is our refuge, our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. When they saw the Egyptians, Egypt, he said, fear not, stand see and see the salvation of the Lord. For this Egyptian that you see today, you will not see them no more forever. He said, the Lord will do what? Hold your peace. Praise the Lord. And that is the way it is, the God of the believers. God who fights every of their battles for them. They are alone. God has to fight your battles for you. Not fight your battles, then you are finished. Every of the battles that a child of God has to face, God is the one that fights their battles for them. Praise ye the Lord. The trouble, people were jittering. What are we going to do? This and that. But God told Moses, why are you crying to me? Tell the people to move forward. Praise the Lord. Said, when a man lives like that, you know, the smoking demons, they will not be happy. The stealing demons, they will not be happy. The drinking, they will not be happy. The womanizing spirit, they will not be happy. They are there to haul him back. Praise the Lord. But that is what Brabra said in the sermon. Praise the Lord. Brabra said, move on. Don't be weary. Move on, and God will see you through. How did these people gain their victory? Let's look at it. Abraham said, Jesus Christ, he gave a parable of the sower. He said, the sower went forth, and in the night, the enemy came and sowed weeds among. And when the disciples saw it, his servant saw it, he said, we see the wheat among the wheat. Shall we go and uproot it? He said, no, leave them. Let them grow together. And because, Brabra said, We always point to how wicked the world is and get it. But you fail to see how our church is a get it. At the same time, she is rising up, standing on the feet. Oh, she is the little flock. But brother, God is with her. She is going to triumph just as rose from the dead. Amen. God's church shall never fail. The gate of hell, but it can never prevail against the church of God. Then Brother Brown said, then the question is, am I in that church? But remember, just like God made a covenant with these people, the Israelites, through Abraham, their forefathers, he made a covenant with them that these people is going to bring them out of that nation to the land that he has given him and his seed. Did they get there? Did they get to the land that God promised him and his seed? Praise the Lord. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, he said, in my house, in my father's house, there are what? Many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and bring you that you will be with me in my kingdom. Praise the Lord. And the same God that made the covenant through Abraham by the blood, made the same covenant with the church by the blood of his own son, the righteous son of the Lord Jesus Christ. That covenant has been made with the church of the Lord, and that church will come out without spot, without wrinkle. Praise the Lord. The thing is that, am I in the church? That is the question. If I'm in the church, nothing can prevent me from getting to that place. Praise the Lord. Am I in the church? I will prevail with it. How do we get into it? By one spirit, we are all baptized into that church. It is by birth, by being born again. Praise the Lord. Then God told Moses, just as we read, that God said he should lift up that rod on the sea. And you know, Brother Brown said that was the rod of Moses. That was the same rod. That was the same rod used to strike the rock. And there was a cleft in that rock. And when there was a cleft in that rock, what happened? Water did what? Gushed out. Praise the Lord. And when that water that gushed out fell the sustained the people all through the journey. And that rock was Christ. And that rock was following them. And that Jesus, he died on the cross at Calvary. He shed his blood. He was meeting on the cross for the same thing to seal us through and to take us through as a covenant between God and man. Praise the Lord. Now, let's pay attention. The angel that was following these people, Brabra said, the angel of the Lord that was going before them. That was what we read in the scripture, isn't it? The angel was going before the people. He is all them in the pillar of fire by night and in the pillar of cloud by day. When the enemy came and the enemy was approaching to them, what did the angel do? The Bible says that the angel moved from before them and went to their back. And it was now the going between them and the enemy. Praise the Lord. Moses said, arise, O Lord, and let thy enemy be scattered. The Lord God of hosts rose from before the people and went behind them to stand between them and the enemy. And that was the going between us and every enemy. Praise the Lord. And at any battle, God is between us and the enemy. So that the enemy will not do us the harm that he intended to harm us with. And he cannot do it. Can he do it? With the Lord between us and the enemy, it is not possible for the enemy to achieve his purpose. Only what God allowed him to do is what he can do. Praise the Lord. So the Lord of hosts, the Lord Jesus Christ The angel of the covenant, he moved from before the people and he came between them and the enemy. And the Bible says that cloud, that pillar of fire was what? Was light to this one. And was what? Darkness to this other one. Because why? They rejected everything in Egypt what Moses was saying. And brother said, when we reject the Lord, the next thing is to do what? To walk in darkness. But they that are following the Lord, we always walk in the light. We walk in the light to see more the word unfolding before us. Praise ye the Lord. Then the Bible says, when this angel moved, we are going to read. Okay. In the night, to that night, but Abraham said, just as the Bible says, that there was the people were resting on the promise of God. For through that night, when they were resting on the promise of God, through that night, God caused the strong east wind to do what? To move the sea and divide the sea. You know, the enemy that was coming would have overtaken them. But God did not allow the enemy to overtake them. God troubled the camp of the enemy. He could not get to this one. Why through the night, God divided the sea? And why, brother said, why they were resting, God made a way of escape for them. Praise the Lord. Then, what happened? Let's read the prophet now. I want to read from paragraph 163. If you have 5 minutes, 163, listen. Paragraph 163. The resurrected Lord Jesus is here. He is here in his power. He is redemptive power. He is here for the exodus. He is here to bring every church member into fellowship with him. He is here to bring every sinner, no matter how long you are, he is here to bring the power of his resurrection into your life and make you a new creature. Praise the Lord. 164. Here a few years ago, all the religious of the world met. I believe it was in London, England, or somehow. I don't remember exactly, but when they were all speaking for different churches for their religion, the Mohammedans and the Buddhas and everything, a fellow that represented American Holiness Church, John Wheat, I believe, was his name. So then, when he got up, it's time to speak. All the religions represented in this great gathering, he told the story of Lady Maccabee. Let's listen. How low she was. Got arrested in Oklahoma with a cigar in her mouth, driving, breaking the speed law, going through the street with a stagecoach. She had done so many murders and so filthy and so hungry until when they went to tie the feathers, to kill her, they wouldn't even put their hands on her, afraid they would be polluted or they will contract disease. And when he got the story told in such a dramatic way, till every listener was sitting on the edge of their seat, he said, gentlemen of the religious of the world, has your religion got anything that will clean the hands of Lady Maccabee? Nobody said a word. Because why? They might be thinking, that one should go to hell. There is no way for that one. So honorary that even the people that want to kill her could not use their hand to touch her. That was a bad woman. There was no way for her for God to help her. They couldn't talk. Next problem. Nobody said a word. The man jumped up in the air and kicked his heels together and slapped his hands. He said, "The blood of Christ, of Jesus Christ, won't only clean our hands, but it will clean our hearts." Amen.
Okay, let me continue.
That's right. The blood of Jesus Christ will take the lowest prostitute in Louisville in Ibadan, Kentucky, and in Nigeria, make a lady out of her, a saint out of her. It will take the bootlegger out of the place down yonder and make a gentleman out of him and a saint of God. My friend, citizen of the kingdom, my fellow men of Ibadan and India of your state, and around about the world. Don't you think tonight is about the time for you to consider this Lord Jesus before your last chance is taken? When you see the church going in this great exodus, see the pillar of fire leading before us, standing, performing miracles and signs, he is here tonight in all his redemption power. He is here to make whole every sinner, to take back every backslider. He is here to heal every sick person. He is the full gospel, and we preach the full gospel. Eat the whole lamb, roast it with the Holy Ghost, and know that is good eating. For the Holy Spirit has divided into us that is a real good. Taste and see the Lord is good. It tastes like honey in the rock. Praise the Lord. There is no human being that is so low down that Jesus Christ cannot see. Once that one is predestinated, his name is written in the Lamb Book of Life, there is no way they will go and to hell without meeting God. Praise the Lord. No one is so low that Jesus Christ cannot say. I don't care how low the... You can see this story about Lady Maccabee. So low, murdered, so filthy, that the people cannot even touch her. But the blood of Jesus Christ will not only cleanse our hands, it will cleanse our soul. Praise the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The same Lord Jesus, the same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel, is here with us again today. God's here in our life. Next time, we will look at that very, very well. The same pillar of fire. We heard the Baba preaching about an exodus. We are in the same exodus again now. We are in the same exodus now. God has come down to lead his people to the promised land. God has come down to take us not to a promised land, but to glory. And he has made the promises. He has done everything that he did with the people of Israel in the wilderness and with their forefathers. He has fulfilled everything for this church. This present church. I was thinking I would continue with Israel at the church, the other part. But Baba, by leadership of the Holy Ghost, has said some of the things. So that's why I have to come this way. But we'll continue, the last part of it, we'll continue next time, God's sparing our lives. We talk about this pillar of fire. In this exodus again, God has come down with the same pillar of fire in the midst of his people and is leading his children. That same church, you see, Brother said, you might think that nothing is happening. You might think that the whole thing is sleeping off. No, sir. God is still walking in the midst of his people and is performing his signs and wonders in the midst of his people. He's in the midst of his people and is doing wonders in the life of his people and is preparing his people for the homegoing. One day you just hear, may we be part of it.
Praise ye the Lord. Let's bow down our heads.
Are you in the church triumphant? Oh, are you in the Savior's bride? Come and be baptized into the body. Oh, and
Jesus Christ is still saving souls even to today. I don't care what your condition is. I don't care what level or how low you might have gone. The redemptive power of the Lord Jesus Christ, the redemptive blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is still available for your salvation. God is still saving. God is still delivering. God is still healing. God is still performing his signs and wonders in the midst of his people. Don't think that God has gone to sleep. Don't ever think that God is not working in the midst of his people. Don't ever let it settle in your mind or your heart that God is not in the midst of his people. God is working wonders. God is working signs and wonders in the midst of his people. In the lives of those that are waiting on him. You will only see him when you are waiting on him. You will only see him when you are ready to receive him into your life. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday and today and forevermore. He's still walking in the midst and the life of his people. Why don't you come to him if you have not made up your mind to follow Jesus? Why don't you come to him now? The redemptive blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the redemptive power of the Lord Jesus Christ is still effective. And is still working the life of his children. So I invite you, if you want to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, maybe you want to renew your testimony, renew your hope in him. Why don't you raise up your hand? That his servant will pray for you. As we ask his servant to pray for us. God bless you.
Shall pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for your word that we have just heard. We bless your name, O God, for your program of redemption. Lord, we know according to your word that the bride is a prophecy, was already spoken, and you have shown even the preview to your prophet. It's going to come out a glorious church without spot, without wrinkle, or blemish, or any of such things. We thank you, God, for as many as you have already, Lord, put in that body by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. No doubt, there are still some that are still outside, because your prophet said that when the last member comes in, then the rapture takes place. For the fact that we are still here is a proof that there are still some to be added to the body. Lord Jesus, we commit ourselves to you tonight. Whichever position or condition that we are as individuals, you know all things. Those, O God, that you have already put in the body, may you take us to higher heights. Lord, we pray, dear God, as we renew, O God, Lord, and then you dedicate ourselves unto you. We pray, dear God, that you take us higher, give us more revelation, give us more strength to serve you better, and to yield ourselves unto you, O God. Master Jesus, those, O God, who have not even know you at all, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you open the veil. Lord, tear the veil of flesh, the veil of unbelief or doubt. May you tear it off of their face, Father. May you make yourself known to each one, Father. Lord, we pray, dear God of heaven, Lord, for those who are seeking for your spirit, dear God, to get this assurance that they are part of this body. May you answer prayers, dear Father. As we are here tonight to pray, maybe in time, O Jehovah God, and your spirit, Lord, we touch the heart of your children, that they will, Lord, at the end of the service, have a testimony, Lord, that in the course of the service, something took place in their life. Let it be their Father. You that have that power, O God, to cleanse the violent sin, their Master. May you move, O God, in the midst of your people. Lord, take away every doubt, take away every sin, take away every fear of the enemy, O God. Whatsoever be the instrument that Satan is using to keep anyone back, O God, or down to remain an unbeliever or make believer, Master, move your power, O God, and let your people be able to come to the realization of being a son and a daughter of God. Meditate their position in your body, O Father. Lord, that you might perfect your work in the life of your people. This word that we have had tonight, we pray, God, that it will not pass over our head. Lord, may your spirit rightly place it in our heart. Lord Jesus, that may accomplish your divine will and purpose. Thank you, eternal God. Bless your servant we have used. We pray, God, that you will lift up the honor of his ministry and that of the rest of your servants. Be with us as we continue in this prayer session. May you inspire us to pray. May you give us faith that have ear on the chest. Lord, that to be able to take no for an answer, Lord, but to be able to accept, O God, that whatever we lay at your feet tonight, Lord, that the pillar of fire will attend to them, and Lord, they become a substance in our life. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bear with me. Let me just give this testimony first. Let me thank you for prayers for us when we went to Bumashola the other Sunday. God helped us and God bless his people. Now, after the service that Sunday, we went to the pastor there, said somebody wanted to see me. Because he had wanted to see me anytime, because since he learned that I would be in Gomosho, he had been saying that he would like to see me whenever I come. So this was a brother that we were fellowshipping together before we left to Gomosho, before we left the church that we were together. So we went to his house, so we started talking. And unfortunately, we learned the brother has gone back to the denomination, and is now a preacher in the denomination because of the situation in the church where he left. So we went there, we were discussing. So along the line, the family made a statement that somebody said that if myself and my wife ever had issue, God has not called them. You know, it was I was in Gomasho When I got married, I took my wife to Bumasho. We stayed in the Bumasho. So that was when that statement, I think something happened. So that person said that if we ever had issue, he's not a servant of God. But I thank God we came here. Maybe that was the reason why we had a little delay. I don't know. But we came here. No, you prayed for us. And God has blessed us with two children today. Praise the Lord. I never had it. My wife also said she never had it. That person said that. But we thank God today. And I went to preach to them. You know, though the person was not around, he was not no more. It's no more. As I thought, the person is no more in the Boma Church. We thank the Lord that God answers prayers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for praying. May the Lord Jesus Christ grant all your heart desires in Jesus Christ's name. Let's sing this song before I hand over to the hardship pastor. 180, Thou My Everlasting Portion.
Die.
Kind Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service tonight and the blessings we have received from the same. We thank you for your word that we had. Lord, a portion of the message redemption by power. Dear Lord, truly we are in another exodus. Lord, we pray, O God, that while you are working on your people, don't leave any of us behind. It's our prayers, dear God. We pray, O Father God, that each one will know the reason why they come to church. Lord, and Lord, you are the writer of this one, the quickener of the same. We pray for understanding and for revelation. And we ask that your spirit will quicken this word in our heart, that it might profit us, dear God. Lord, may we not be forgetful hearer. May we be hearer and doer of the same, Lord. Lord, thank you for the time of prayers, the requests that were written by your children, our read to our hearings, and the ones that we have on the slide, and other ones that came to our hearts while in prayer. We thank you also for the praying for the sick and the afflicted. We know, God, it is written in your word that you are wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we were healed. Lord, give faith to all that are prayed for, Lord, to accept their healing to the glory of your name. Master Jesus, we commit your children everywhere, those who are not even prayed for and those who are told, those in the hospital. May your healing power touch each one, Lord. Perfect the health of your people to the glory of your name. Lord Jesus, we want to commit this country into your hand. Lord, this is about the worst time that we have experienced. Everything is just upside down. And Lord, very difficult for many to eat. We pray you will make it for your people. Be gracious and be merciful. Lord, may you open one more time the windows of heaven. As you did, O God, at the gate of Samaria, may you release your blessing unto your people. Dear Father, we pray that you will touch the leaders, Lord, in this country and soften their hardened heart, O Lord. Have your own way, Heavenly Father. We just depend upon you because we don't have any other person to approach or to apart from you. May you take preeminence, Father. Lord, many are jobless, those who have been working and not paid well, and so many things, oh God, just everything that is in the book of wrong with the country. For the sake of your own healing that I see here, may you make a way for your people, Lord. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of the day. As we go back to our homes, you are the one that brought us safely. Take us back home safely, Lord. Lord, give us a wonderful night rest, Lord. The rest of the week is your hand. May your blessings follow us, O God. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, the tape we listen to on Friday may inspire us, O God. May lift up our faith and may meet our needs, O God. Lord, if you are here by Sunday, Lord, gather us in our numbers and send your blessings unto us. One more time, we are trusting, O God, that very soon we bring your servants here to perfection so that I can come back to his post of duty. Grant him, King of glory. Lord, your servant you have used tonight, virtue has left him. We ask you to replenish him and lift up the honor of his ministry. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's listen to this announcement. This is to inform the brethren that wish to go to Lampese with the subsidized bus that the last day of payment is Sunday, 16th June, which means this very Sunday we are looking at it. Because today is 12th. So that's the last day of paying. The payment is confirmation of the seat. God bless you. Shall rise. Let's sing hymn number 181.
Be of good courage, God speak unto Joshua. When the river go more than the wind, Jordan uncrossable, things impossible, water divine.
Show. Sure.